This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should. Maybe I.
Donna Brazile's girlfriend, the mayor of D.C., said, oh, don't go out and be violent like the Trump supporters this 5th and 6th, like we're going to be violent. And now she's called out her own special National Guard on us to, quote, stop our violence. You're always on my mind. Let's go back a little bit more of this, please. Turn it back up, please.
You were always on my mind.
That's coming up next segment, NBC News. D.C. National Guard to respond to pro-Trump protests this week. We better not go now. A little special.
Maybe I didn't.
National Guard telling us we're bad. If you idiots are dumb enough to start a fight with us, you deserve what you get. You know, I believe you walk softly, carry a big stick. And we're not looking for any violence. We're intellectually winning. But this is just next level. I'm sure millions of people that weren't going to go now they hear the communists are calling out their own little special National Guard unit, everybody's going to be there. Oh, we're so scared. 5 million of us, of you. There it is. Washington, D.C. official panicked over Trump supporters marching this week as if Black Lives Matter is coming to town. Yeah, no, that's you that burns down the police stations and shoots cops. What's incredible is you'll watch like 500,000 Trump supporters and there's like no trash on the ground. Lee Stranahan, what do you make of this latest garbage?
Well, I'll put it, you know, I've been covering Black Lives Matter and Occupy Wall Street for years and years. I've seen this coming. I've seen this coming for 5 years ago. I started work on a film about Black Lives Matter because I'd covered so many protests. And really, this is what's happening. And what's interesting, though, Alex, is the left is eating themselves right now. You can see Black Lives Matter does not like Biden at all. And Black Lives Matter doesn't like other parts of Black Lives Matter. And look, when you've got the worldview that these communists have, oppressor oppressed, that's the way they view the world. As soon as you get rid of one oppressor, you need to start looking around for the other ones. And so the good thing is, thank God, they are really fighting themselves as much as anything. But I'm sure, watch out there, Alex, while you're in D.C. I'm up here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'm not going to be there. But while you're there, be very careful of the people on the right who are going to be, you watch, I'll guarantee you see this, picking up garbage and cleaning up after themselves. You've seen that at these rallies, right? That's what the Trump supporters do. They pick up their own garbage.
Well, see, the worst, they'll be spontaneously praying to God. They'll be hugging each other, black, white, old, young. You'll see all these minorities crying because they've never been in a group of people that love them so much. Everyone coming together. Yes. That's what they're so scared of. You remember they always said the Tea Party was racist, which wasn't true. And now that minorities are coming in to the nationalist movement and learning how much we all love each other, it's really freaking the globalists out, isn't it?
No, absolutely. And they can't do anything about it, but we'll see. It's going to be an interesting week, and then it'll be an interesting next 4 years as well. But it's completely predictable when you understand the ideology behind these people and the history, as you and I have talked about before. The Black Lives Matter movement literally can trace its roots to the Weather Underground and Black Panthers. Eric Mann was the mentor for Patrice Cullors, one of the three founders of Black Lives Matter. Eric Mann with M-A-N-N, two N's, part of the Weather Underground. Anybody can look that guy up.
And now they've got district attorneys getting elected everywhere.
Well, like Chesa Boudin, for instance, who's the daughter, literally he's named after Assata Shakur, a cop killer, and he's the daughter of Kathy Boudin from the Weather Underground, raised by Bill Ayers, raised by Bernadine Dorn, and now he's the DA.
All right, come back on this week, actually. We're about to be in D.C. I need somebody that can kind of co-host with Harrison Smith, because he's going to be doing the morning show, American Journal, and this one. So if you'd like to come in and co-host a couple hours with him, that'd probably be great, especially on Wednesday, Lee, and get into Biden and unpack who he is and really just what a traitor he is. Give out that website again for your new show again.
Well, it's the backstory. The best way to find it is on my Twitter account, which is at Stranahan, my last name, or Populous TV is the other place to go.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you so much. We got Hotep Jesus and Uncle Hotep joining us. And we're going to tell you about how the Democrats plan to use the military on us in D.C. What are they going to do?
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago reelected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalists. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Bandoff Video at InfoWars.com and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless. You got me.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yo, du hast mich.
Gentlemen, in just mere moments, Hotep Jesus and Uncle Hotep are going to ride shotgun with us. We really appreciate them for the rest of the hour. But let me give you the latest big breaking news. How dare millions of Americans of every race, color, and creed say we don't buy the giant election fraud. We don't buy the major media gaslighting. We're marching peacefully to D.C. on the 5th and the 6th. How dare you? And so now, Donna Brazile's girlfriend has come out, the D.C. mayor, and first tried to say, oh, you're not welcome, no one can be here. Well, everybody just ignored her. She goes, oh, the hotels are all closed. That's not true. Oh, there's no porta potties. That's not true. And so now she says, oh, the D.C. National Guard's going to respond to pro-Trump protests, NBCWashington.com. And it says, if you come with guns, if you try to kill people, if you burn things, we will arrest you. It actually says that here. Are you talking about Antifa and Black Lives Matter run by George Soros? Not us. Well, there's no trash left on the street. They are so panicked, folks. You've got to go. The 5th, we've got a big event going from noon to like 8:30 at night that I'm on showing in Freedom Square there. And then the big Trump event in the morning that I'm also at. Folks, this is so huge. We need to see D.C. just crawling. But don't trust the media. They're not going to show helicopter shots of the crowd. You're going to have to get up in parking garages and show it. You're going to have to get it out on your Twitter, on your Parler, on your Facebook, on your Gab. This is a war. D.C. National Guard respond to pro-Trump protesters this week. They think we're the left that's like scared of the National Guard. What, a bunch of college students who are going to be there while their mama and their daddy and their grandma are marching for voting integrity and freedom and not being Chi-Com slaves? We will not allow people to incite violence, intimidate our residents, or cause destruction in our city, Donna Brazile's girlfriend, Morrell Bowser, said. And it goes on from there. Oh, we're so violent. Oh, we're so bad. Oh, we're so dirty. Oh, we're so evil. I thought that's you shooting people at the head and burning down police stations and all the rest of it. So incredible time as hundreds and hundreds of members of the House now are going to vote for a 10-day commission to study the election fraud that will finally be put off the American people, that mainstream corporate media said doesn't exist when it overwhelmingly exists. All right, Hotep Jesus has been on before. His co-host is Hotep Uncle Hotep, who I've also watched and really enjoy his commentary. He's at Uncle Hotep on Twitter, hotepnation.com. And both of them join us. Hotep Jesus is a tech startup founder, author, and is marketed for close to two decades, both traditional and digital spheres. As a writer and thought leader, he has cultivated a loyal following on social media by being honest and genuine while providing knowledge from experience. That's the key knowledge. And, of course, Uncle Hotep is a former Air Force veteran and one and a half Hotep's Been Told You podcast. And it goes on, just as everyday guy trying to get to the truth in the world. So, gentlemen, great to have you with us. I could ask a million questions, but Hotep, Jesus, introduce your buddy there, Uncle Hotep, and what you think's front and center right now. And great to be talking to you in the year 2021.
Oh, man, it feels good to finally be here with Unc. Unfortunately, because of COVID last year, we hadn't gotten a chance to travel down and come hang with you in studio, Alex, but that is on our agenda this year to come down here and shoot with you. I got to thank Uncle Hotep. Without Uncle Hotep, I'm not here right now. He's the one that introduced me to conservatism, right-wingism, or whatever, Republic, whatever you want to call it. He's the one that got me involved and understood what was going on here. So, Uncle Hotep, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? Thanks, Alex. What's going on? Happy New Year. You know, I've been watching you a long time. Thanks for having me on. But, you know, this is challenging times, man. This is exciting week in American history. And, I'm glad I'm alive for it. You know, I just hope, you know, I hope we come up and the American people can stand up and do the right thing.
Uncle Hotep, what would you call this moment in history? I mean, like you said, this is the crossroads. This just gets crazy from here on out.
You're right. It's a crossroads. This is like, you know, are we going to take the left turn towards, you know, more totalitarianism, you know, more, you know, other country chi-coms taking over? Or are we going to take the right turn, and, you know, and try to take our country back? You know, this is like, I don't know. You look at, you know, American history. I wasn't there for, you know, I wasn't alive during the Vietnam War and stuff like that. You know, people stood up for something, you know, and this is our chance, you know, the Vietnam War, the civil rights era. This is our chance to stand up for something, you know, and I hope we can deep down look in our hearts and, you know, and dig to the moral fiber, you know, and find out what happened during the election, what went wrong, you know, if anything went wrong in. And if something went wrong, we have to correct it, you know. And it looks like they're trying to brush everything under the rug.
Well, let's expand on that, because you reach a lot of people, but you helped wake up Hotep Jesus, who's reached hundreds of millions, tens of millions every week. How did he wake you up? Because I'm really interested in chain reactions. People don't just need to wake one person up. They realize once you wake them up, you got to get them to wake up others. That's the dominoes that are going to bring down the globalists. How did Uncle Hotep wake you up?
Yeah, so Uncle Hotep knows a lot about foreign affairs, foreign relations, everything that happened overseas with the wars. He's older than me, so he's my elder. He's got military experience. I had no idea what a conservative was. So it's through him that I got introduced to the politics of Trump and so on and so forth. And when I started taking a look at it, I'm like, yo, Unc is right. Trump is, that's the better bet here. I definitely wasn't going the Hillary route. I that was already in me. Like, I'm not messing with the Democrats. I knew that. I didn't know much about this Republican thing or the conservative thing. And he's the one that introduced me to it. And it's been love ever since.
Well, let's be clear. The Republicans have always been bad, just not as bad as the Democrats. With Trump, it's a populist insurrection.
Yes. Yes. Trump is completely different from the Republicans. And that's what I loved, you know, was pretty much anti-establishment. He was going after the swamp, so on and so forth. But I came on your channel before and I spoke about the silent majority. And I said, in order for America to get better, it's going to take more the silent majority to speak up. And we're starting to see that now. People are stepping up. People are talking.
That's where I was going next. If they steal this successfully, I see it only supercharging things from a sick Machiavellian perspective. I mean, nobody believes Joe Biden got elected.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. He couldn't garner a crowd of five people. He couldn't fill a high school auditorium. And Trump was pulling out thousands. You know, Trump is was like a pop star when you look at some of these crowds he was drawing. It was insane. There's no way. I'm not believing the election results. I can't. There's no way. Even when we saw election night, we covered it. Trump was up. He was winning. It looked like he was just had a trajectory to win. And then we woke up the next morning. It was like Georgia flipped and all these other stuff. I'm like, what? How?
And they all flip the exact same way in the middle of the night with these magic suitcases. What do you think the power structure is thinking right now, Hotep?
What are they thinking? Absolute dominant control. When I think about communism and socialism, I describe it as centralization of power under the state. And that's what's happening here, along with the transhumanism that's taking place, COVID, so on and so forth. But it's about total control, and they're flexing their powers now, consolidation, great.
That's right, they're definitely flexing. Uncle Hotep, when we come back, I got 1,000 questions. You guys, I watch your show at least once a week. I love it. You make great points. I want you guys to kind of feel like you're at home, do whatever you want, show people what you're covering. What do you want to hit when we come back? What's front and center for you?
The government reaction. You just mentioned they're trying to lock down D.C. They don't want the big crowds there. They're trying to reject the crowd, make people not want to come. We got to talk about how the people that are coming down there, we have to make our voices heard. You don't want to do violence. You don't want to do Black Lives Matter breaking everything. You want to make your voices heard to the government to say, hey, let's do the right thing here. We're doing the wrong thing. Let's get it right.
That's right. And it shows how they steal the election. They don't want our speech, because voting is another form of speech. They don't want us to speak. Well, that shows who they are. We'll be right back with Hotep Jesus and Uncle Hotep. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I mentioned this earlier, just like I told you last week. Trump was speaking at high noon on the ellipse. He reported that on Sunday. I'm giving you the inside scoop here. The Secret Service is tracking hotels. They've got computer programs that do this, and flights. All the flights are booked. They are tracking at least 2 million reservations and flights and buses. And they estimate another half will be on car. They're bracing for 4 million. The low end's 2 million. Now, will the globals pull a false flag? That's their problem. We're coming in nonviolently to show our numbers and say we don't buy the fraud. Hotep Jesus, and of course your compadre there, Uncle Hotep, a great talk show host and a researcher in your own right. You were getting into that, Uncle Hotep, of them trying to say, oh, we're going to have the National Guard out. DC's calling out its own little National Guard, saying you better not be violent. We will not allow people to incite violence, intimidate our residents, and cause destruction. They're going to say we'll arrest anybody that causes a problem. That's total projection, is it not? What's your take on and gut level on what's about to happen?
The gut level is what I think is going to happen. Like, the people are going to come out, but we have to come out strong. You know, we have to take a page. We all, you know, we dislike Black Lives Matter, you know, Soros and a whole nine. But they showed up. This is our chance to show up. And they're trying to deter that. You know what I'm saying? So they don't want the filming. They don't want the people, the mass and people. If you can't get a flight, you got to drive down. You know, they're going to try to put the, you know, they're going to try to block off most of the intersections. They're going to try to have the mainstream media have like, oh, take a picture of an empty street and say, hey, nobody's really here. They're going to try. What we need to do is come out with our phones, with our cameras, stream everything and show the people how many people are angry, how many people are upset and how many people are want to get a real results to this election.
By the way, I totally agree with you. I meant to start the show today. Because, you know, I'm working out in the morning. My mind's really clear. When you're pumping that blood through your brain, I'm like, I got to tell people they're all as important as I am or more important. They've all got a videotape. They've all got to post what they're doing. Because we get millions of people showing the millions. There's no way they can override that, can they?
There's no way. You know, if people's coworkers and their friends and they see them going down there, they're like, hey, oh, my gosh, the people actually are upset. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we need to do is, you know, sometimes you have to work through your friends and your coworkers. You show them with your eyes, and they look at it, and they were like, hey, oh, man, maybe there is something to this. You know, but if you don't show them, then they're not going to believe it at all.
Absolutely. You know, I've got family that's apolitical and just runs their ranch or whatever. But when they saw me speaking a few months ago at that first November rally, and they saw that 100,000, 500,000 people, whatever it was, it totally politically got them engaged. They need to, at a primitive level, we're all the same. They need to see that their own family, their own coworker, their own people are putting the skin in the game. They want to see that first. That's leadership.
Yeah. The one thing I'm worried about is people's safety. I saw a rally in the past, Antifa and Proud Boys. Proud Boys were protecting people. But I saw some people walking back to the car. Police didn't help, and people were attacked by Antifa. So I just want to put the message out there. Practice a buddy system. Walk in large groups. Walk everybody back to their car, hotel, modes of transportation.
That's great. Yeah, these people are cowards, folks. They'll attack women and children. Exactly. And they do it to videotape it to scare others later. You got to stay in groups.
Yeah, stay in groups. And, you know, I know the conservatives are not violent people. We know that. Very peaceful people. Proud Boys, we appreciate. I'm going to say I appreciate Proud Boys for going out there and being that military arm of conservatism and fighting for the people, because somebody had to stand up to Antifa. You know, Antifa reminds me of the Pinkertons. And this is what the establishment have used in the past to fight everyday citizens. So, you know, shout out to Proud Boys. But everybody, just be safe when you go out there. Do show up. Show up in large numbers. We got to show that we have the numbers, because we do have the numbers.
But, I agree with you.
This election is completely fraudulent, and people need to know how we feel about that.
I don't know how they're going to hide millions of people, because it's going to be millions. Let me ask you this, Uncle Hotep. I love the pictures behind you, JFK, Trump, Malcolm X. I love Malcolm X because his whole process, how well-spoken he was, how informed he was. But as he learned more things, he admitted he was wrong about some things. That's when they killed him. He was so effective. But he wasn't scared till the time he died, and he was bigger after that happened. But he talked about any means necessary. But what do you think Malcolm X would think about what's happening today, and what side do you think he'd be on?
He'd be on the side for freedom. You know, he'd be on the side of righteousness. You know, if the votes counted for Trump, that's what the side he'd be on. You know, he's classic, you know, and you know, talking about the liberal, the wolf and the fox and stuff like that. You know, he wanted, you know, black Americans to be more politically active, you know, increase their the political knowledge. You know, but definitely he would want the people to stand up for what's right. That's what he was always about. He was never afraid to march in the streets, you know, to confront, you know, anyone that was doing wrong to his people, to his group. And this is what we have to do. We have to follow that. We have to get out in the streets. We have to stand strong. We have to be together. We have to be smart. You know, all the things that I admire about Malcolm X was his ability to stand strong in front of the face of adversity. And not to get anybody wrong, not to deter anybody, but, you know, they're going to have the National Guard. You know, the police is going to be out there. They're going to make it hard for the people out there. They're going to make it hard for you. It's not going to be when they let Black Lives Matter just destroy cities all across America. They're going to make it hard for you from the jump. You got to be careful.
And that's why we know, though, we're on the right side, because the system's not for us.
If Malcolm X was around today, I think he'd be in complete alignment with Uncle Hotep and myself, Hotep Nation. You know, he's one of the founding fathers of what we call Hotepism or Hotep. He'd be in complete alignment with us. I'm not sure how much in alignment with MAGA he would be, but he damn sure would not be in alignment with Biden and the administration or that fake
administration. And again, he lived in the time he was in, and now we live in the time we live in. He was getting people to have self-confidence, stand up for themselves. That was good in that time. Now it's about the machines taking over and the true unification of this is a post-human world they're building. We better get together or it's over.
Yeah, all we got is us, man. That's why I stick so close to Uncle Hotep.
We're going to go to break. A longer segment's coming up. I want to ask you both, think about during the break, what should Trump do with 16 days of a surety being the president in? What would you do if you were President Trump? Because I know a lot of this gets to Trump. I mean, is the more he doesn't have the system, they've all evacuated. He's down about 5% of his staff, which makes him even more powerful because finally he's actually in charge for this limited window. It's kind of like we're ready to launch, but he's got to do it right now. What do you want to say to President Trump when we come back with Uncle Hotep and Hotep Jesus? Find them both at Uncle Hotep on Twitter and, of course, HotepNation.com. And they're doing a great job here today with us, but they're being a little subdued. They're pretty wild on their own show like I am. Very good. I mean, I watch it sometimes twice a week, sometimes once a week, whenever I run into it. It's great stuff, and just good to know these guys are out there. They're getting more and more popular. That's what this is all about, is true leaders that aren't controlled by the system. And it's good to know they bust a cap in my ass the next couple days. There's a bunch of other people out there going to keep on fighting, ladies and gentlemen, because that's really what this is all about. We're never giving up. I'm not worried about myself. I'm worried about humanity falling to evil. We can't let it happen. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video is there. Millions of viewers a day. And if you just tell your friends and family, it'll be tens of millions a day, and that'll stop the globalists.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Bandoff Video and InfoWars.com, and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Here back live. Let's go right to Uncle Hotep and Hotep Jesus, talk show host, media analyst, you name it. Gentlemen, whoever wants to take it first, what should Trump do if he is going to be removed through fraud, hypothetically, in the next 16 days, or what could he do to counter that? If you were talking to President Trump right now, what would you say to him?
Anything to piss off the liberals, anything to piss off the Democrats, I would start releasing all types of information and dirt. I'd lock up Hillary. That's one thing I would do. Lock Hillary up ASAP. His son, Hunter, got to lock him up. There's a lot of people that need to be behind bars. There's human trafficking that needs attending to. Start locking these people up, man. What was you going to say, Unc? My bad.
What I was going to say, I think he has to help out small businesses as best he can, because I think Kamala and Biden are going to drop the hammer on him. You know, they're trying to erase small business. They want everybody working for Amazon, you know, working for Walmart. You know, they're going to really tighten the grip on them. So if any help and he can give these guys before Biden and them, before Kamala takes over, I think that's what I would hope he would do.
I totally agree, because they're going to give trillions to foreign countries. Trump's like, no, how about 2,000 each family? They went, no. They really showed their hand right there.
They definitely did, you know, and it was, you know, a lot of people were disappointed with that. And, you know, that woke up. I thought that one thing woke up a lot of Americans when it was like $600, everybody, and then they saw the budget that it was going to Pakistan, it was going to these other countries. They were like, what is going on here? Normies were really upset. They were like, what is going on? You know, I think that woke up a lot of people, and I think Trump should take advantage of that. And he tried to do the right thing. He was like, no, they need more money there. They need more help. You know, and they kicked it back. Mitch sold them out, and that's the way it was. But I think if he could do that, you know, I think that would help him out. You know, and people could survive this Kamala Biden era, because it's going to be rough, people. It's going
to
be rough.
By the way, I don't raise this to you guys because you happen to have pigment in your skin, but she got less than 1% with general Democrat voters, less than 0.5% with black voters. Why? Because I totally reject her. I think she's totally fake. You know, Trump comes off genuine. Others do. Hillary comes off fake. I hate her, too. How the hell does she come up with less than 0.5% with black voters, which makes me admire black folks? They see through her. And then now she's being force fed to us. Why do black folks reject Kamala Harris?
Because Kamala Harris ain't black. She's been Indian her whole life. She picked up blackness as, you know, this is what the Democrats do. They pick up blackness when they need it, and when they don't need it, they drop it. We saw that with the last election. We saw that with Black Lives Matter. They picked up Black Lives Matter, and when the election was over, Black Lives Matter couldn't get a meeting with Joe Biden. We saw it out in Oregon, where they didn't want to condemn Antifa, but who was it, the governor or whatever out there, the mayor, whoever it was. Now all of a sudden he wants to condemn Antifa after they, you know, created all that destruction, destroyed black business, right?
100% use people and then drop them.
Right, and then now he wants to condemn them after the fact. This is straight out of a movie where you say, you know what, we're going to allow these terrorists to destroy and terrorize our communities just to win an election. This is straight out of Hollywood. This is how you know Hollywood is controlling some of this stuff, because it's straight out of a movie.
Oh, you're right. You're, please continue.
It's terrible. I mean, and why? You know, I don't understand how people don't see it. It's amazing that Trump is able to operate in such a sleazy swamp. We saw on camera Lindsey Graham high-fiving Kamala Harris. But on Twitter, they acting like they're enemies. But they're high-fiving in Congress. And the people, you know, sometimes I'm like, yo, you can't come down on Trump. You got to work with snakes like Mitch. And snakes like Pelosi and snakes like Lindsey Graham. He's the man's practically
alone. Well, let me tell you, just trying to do Trump's events, because he's got to have private donors do it, the snakes and the lying and the attacks, and then you'll be in a meeting and they tell you, you know, Trump's an idiot, and they want to see if you're in the club. And they're like, it's crazy.
Man, that's crazy. But yeah, about Kamala, you know, I think one thing that, you know, black Americans seen, She's a try hard, you know, she tries to be too cool. And you know, I think, you know, I don't know, we can see through that evidently, you know, her record when she was the attorney general, you know, that it spoke for itself. You know, a lot of people didn't like her. You know, they were saying she's the top cop and stuff like that.
As I say, you know, she went after black people like a piranha goes after a piece of meat, which made no sense. Like, she just literally, when somebody was innocent and she knew they were innocent, if they were black particularly, she would go after even more. Like, she was trying to prove something to somebody.
Yeah, she's definitely. Hey, if they get in office, y'all better be careful, because she's coming to lock people up. She's going to do the same thing she did out in California. I mean, I've tried to warn people. People are like, no, we can get this person of color, female president, you know, all these adjectives. Instead of worrying about her record, worrying about her ability, we got these identity politics that forced down her throat. And some people bought into it. You know, a lot of us didn't, but I don't know. I can't stand it. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what they say.
I can't stand it.
somebody's previous behavior is the biggest sign of what they're going to do in the future.
Yeah. This coming administration is going to be guilty of what the media has labeled Trump of being guilty of, attacking the black community. When we look at their history, we know Kamala's history. We know about Biden not being pro-integration with the buses, the Eagleton Amendment, 84 crime bill, 91 crime bill, 94 crime bill. Don't listen to what they say. See what they do. And when you look at their policies, they hurt the black community. So, again, I'm telling you, exactly what the media accused Trump of is what this coming administration is going to be guilty of. The black community, I mean, it's thankful that maybe, you know, the media helped us get together a little bit, because we're going to need it when you got Joe Biden and Kamala coming in. I'm afraid of you. We might go back to slavery with these two.
It's really crazy that the system would. Why do you think the power structure wants to put two phonies in like this? To demoralize us? Or what is the point? It's
because they'll sell out quick. Because they're quick to sell out and do whatever the establishment tells them. You see, Trump has cojones. He's going to do what he knows is right. And he doesn't work for anybody, right? These people, oh, they're puppets.
It's all about power. When Trump made mistakes, but he was actually making the decisions. And they didn't like that. For 4 years, we actually had a president.
Yeah. But Kamala and Biden?
First time in a long time.
What are you saying, Hulk?
No, I said the first time in a long time we've had a president.
Oh, yeah, even Reagan meant well, but he wasn't running anything.
Yeah. He didn't.
The last time somebody tried to be president was Kennedy, and they blew his head off.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Executive order quadruple 10.
To get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Bingo. When we look at some of these riots, where did these riots occur? We had, Catherine, what's her name? She was mapping out. Catherine Austin Fitz mapped out where all these riots occurred, and they seem to be in close vicinity with the Fed banks.
That's right. It also matches. Have you seen these level 4, level 5 maps of what's open and what isn't? The maps match that, too. Whatever they want to buy doesn't get to open. But whatever they
want. Yes.
That's crazy.
They had the Trump created opportunity zones for the black community. And what did these people do? They destroyed the black community. And now people are going to come in and buy up these properties. This incoming administration is going to destroy the black community even further.
Elaborate on that, because I looked at those maps. It's actually true. They literally chose those areas for Antifa to attack, which I've got documents 2 years ago where they tell Antifa what to attack.
It's predatory real estate. They come in, they destroy the properties. It lowers the value. Then they get to come in and buy up the property and gentrify the area. Democrats have been doing this since redlining. This is you know, something that's in their playbook. But who was the one destroying black business? It was Antifa under the guise of Black Lives Matter sometimes. We saw that with Darren Sills out in Ferguson. These agents come in, co-opt your movement, and then destroy your community.
So bottom line, they're just predators. You want to know how they're operating, just whatever gives them more power. They don't care if it ruins society. That's who they are. All right, final segment with both you gentlemen. Really excited to have Hotep Jesus and Uncle Hotep with us today. We'll tell you about their websites as well. I know this. I'm getting on an airplane tonight. I'm going to D.C., and this is going to be historic. I hope to see you there. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yeah, here's our new single record from Highway to 2 album, Silver Silver Stallion.
All right, I just got a funny message from the White House coordinator, and I sent him a video. But it's all the porta potties being delivered. They're on the news saying there's no porta potties. Don't come to D.C. because they know conservatives don't want to like piss on the ground or whatever. It's all lies, folks. It's all insanity. I imagine the revolution got stopped because we didn't have porta potties. That's going to come up after our guest leaves us. Uncle Hotep and of course Hotep Jesus are here with us, gentlemen. I watch your show all the time. You're kicking ass here to us today. You're being very subdued and gentlemanly, unlike Alex Jones does on other shows. I mean, more obnoxious. But hit us with a shotgun of what else. You know, your top 10 things, your most important, your gut level instinct, your orders from headquarters, because I respect you guys, I like you guys, and I want to hear what your true grit is. What do you want to say to the people? Let's go to Uncle Hotep first.
Hey, if you're like me, and you got kids at home, and you got to, they're not going to school, they're doing school at home, you know the president who wanted to send them back to school, right? You know the president who wanted to get people back to work and open up the economy, right? My kid's driving crazy right now. She's not doing as well in school as she's doing right now. She's not doing well at home as she was.
Mine are the same. Keep going. You're right.
We got to stand up for what you want to stand up for. Stand up for what's right. Stand up. You want your kids to go back to school? You better stand up now. I'm telling telling you, please help Uncle Hotep out. She's driving me crazy. You know what I mean? But it's more about that. You got to help the school out because the kids will do better in school. They're not built for this working from home. You know, it's hard enough for adults to do it. You know, so we got to get these kids back in school. We got to get back to normal. We got to get back to normal. We got to do what's right.
Go and that starts when Bill Gates gets his ass arrested. This whole thing's an anti-human agenda.
Uh-huh. It definitely is. It definitely is. You know, they're really trying to hose us down, and they're hurting us. It's impeding our progress for the future by hurting our students, our kids like this. This got to stop.
Damn right. Making little babies wear masks, Hotep?
Yeah. Look at history. Look at every single moment you've ever been taught about that was a turning point in our history of our country. Some of us, we weren't alive during these turning points. Well, you know what? You're alive right now at one of the most important moments of American history. That is right now. Right in front of your face, you are seeing them turn us into China. China, as Trump said. They are literally turning us into China. They did with the mask, found out we was compliant. Next thing you know what they're going to do? They're going to microchip you. Not only that, they're going to microchip you without your say-so. They'll slide it right into one of these vaccines. Bill Gates got the 666 patent for the vaccine, ready to put the microchip right in you. They're going to track you like a little Wi-Fi computer. They're going to connect your ass to the Wi-Fi, follow you around. The other thing China does is they got the social credit system. Bloomberg just said they want to do the same thing here. They want to tie your credit history. They want to tie your credit history to your browsing history on your mobile device.
No, Jeff, I don't want to interrupt you, but you're damn right. I'm glad you brought this up. They admit China's the model. They admit they're not even denying this now. They admit what you're saying is true.
Yeah. You got Jack Ma. Jack Ma's missing. Another billionaire got locked up. China is locking up people. If you look at China, you're going to see what America's going to become. It's slowly happening. I remember when we used to joke around and say, look at the Chinese people. They wear masks. Well, look at us now. Everybody's walking around. I love the people that are going into establishments and they're protesting. That's beautiful. That's what you need. I saw somebody say, well, that's a private business. It's not in the private business's business.
Well, that's like saying black people can't eat at a lunch counter because it's a private business. That's BS, man. It's discriminatory. They're trying to make us accept their control to have entrance. Everybody should have equal access. It's tyranny.
Well, here's the thing. It's not in their business plan to wear masks. They don't say, we'll make more money if we make people wear masks. No, this is coming down from the government mandate.
So from the UN.
Yes. So when people are bucking against this, it's against the establishment. It's against the system. It's against the oligarchs. It's the people that want to turn us into transhumans. Why do you think the whole trans thing was happening? That was you see now they're trying to turn A men into A women. They're trying to destroy everything you thought was real and give you a new sense of reality. Virtual reality. You ain't going to know what is what. This is why this is a pivotal moment in history right now. You're either going to be a part of history or you're going to be a slave on the plantation. That's where we at right now.
I totally agree, my friends. Wow, powerful. Uncle Hotep, other points on what he just said?
He's right. You know, there's the A man versus A woman. Like, they're changing reality right before our eyes. And, like, when are we going to stand up and say, hey, enough's enough? You know, stop. Stop. You know, that day is tomorrow. That day is the 6th. That should be the day, like, hey, we've had enough. We had enough of this. We're going to be just like China's the model. We're just going to be like China, you know, and if that's what the American people want and that's what we accept, then I guess that's what's going to happen. But I think I know Americans people better, a little bit better than that. And I have faith. But we got to be brave. We got to be brave. If you're not brave, it ain't going to work. But you got to stand up for what you believe in. That's what America should be about. Standing up for what you believe in. Do you believe in Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? The people that voted for him don't even believe in him. They hated Trump more. That's what
Uncle Hotep, let me add this key point to what you just said and add to that because it's so important. going along with this only makes it worse. And for people that are on the fence saying, I'll just comply for a while, it'll go away. No, this is a post-human takeover. And look, I don't get into UFO shows. I don't get into flying saucer stuff I can't prove. But looking at this anti-human, anti-father, anti-mother, anti-family, they say they're going to merge us with machines. We're a post-human world. If I was a general, I would say this looks alien. This looks like something trying to end the planet. And so regardless of what's behind it, it's very alien. And that's why it's been very empowering to me, because I was never a racist. But I grew up in Dallas with racist black people beating my ass and racist white people attacking me. It was all like gangs growing up in Dallas. It was like this group was fighting that group. And I learned there were good black people, there were good white people, there were, you know, all that was there. But now it's so unifying to know this is a post-human operation. They're coming after everybody. And we just, if we come together, the power of that with our red blood for freedom, the Satan can't stop that. And that's just my mission, is to say, let's come together and say, no, humans are good. We're having a post-globalist era, not a post-human era.
You know, people talk about white privilege. You know what? There's a privilege of not being white and not being black, because it seems like the onus is on black and white people to fight each other while everybody else is exempt from the conversation. We need to start talking about un-black and un-white privilege. The people that run this country have no allegiance to this country, people. They have allegiance to the bank. They have allegiance. You go look up a guy named John Law. John Law is one of the first purporters of fractional reserve currency. These people don't care about the country. They destroy countries for fun. Why? It destroys the middle class, which is what Karl Marx wanted, creates a large lower class. And what does a large lower class do? They become obedient. I'm not joking around when I throw around that term slavery. It might not come back around like you saw it back in the day. It'll just be a modern form. You see, what they realized was if you can make the slave comfortable, it's easier to keep them docile and obedient. And that's what they've done this year. Well, last year and still this year. They've figured out, oh, these people are comfortable. They're never going to book against the system. We can make them do whatever we want to do. We'll shut down their business. Meanwhile, Walmart, Target, Amazon, all these Whole Foods, all these large corporations get to stay open. But you couldn't, America. Why? Because the commies run this country and they have no allegiance to it. They want to destroy the middle class. They want a slave class, and they want them, and they want to rule over us like cattle. And the rest of us, yeah, I got a theory where the vaccine turns people into autists. Well, autists have to be, you know, naturally talented people. Well, why do they want that? Well, these people won't talk back. They become obedient slaves. They want to destroy your conscious mind as well. And they'll do it any way they can.
That's it. They're trying to turn us into robots. Come back and do 5 more minutes, gentlemen. We really appreciate you both. And now Hotep's really hitting it hard. What you heard is a total truth. And that's where we are. It's an attack on our humanity. We've got to stop it. Briefly, I'm going to D.C. I'm spending all my money to fund this. I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. You funded us. You've done a great job. Keep us going in the future. We got products you need. X2, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, sold out for months. Back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, very close to selling out. We've got the pollen block. That's the natural quail eggs that eat a special diet that's really good for allergies. That's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months, back in stock. That's what funds our operation. Get a book, get a t-shirt, whatever you do. Get the products that funds us. We really appreciate your help because we're in this together. And I'm just glad to be here at this key time because, man, I mean, right now, InfoWars needs to be on the air more than ever.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.